Star 94.1, and we welcome our guest, Conrad Miller. How are you?
I'm too blessed to be stressed, my brother. How are you?
Hey, just fine.
All right.
Now, what brings you to the area, Conrad?
I was down this week for the Hampton Ministers Conference. So spent some time over there, hearing some good preaching, hearing some good music, and having a chance to fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ.
Okay. Let's talk about Conrad Miller, okay?
All right, we can do that.
Okay. Now, you first started out, was it a family group that you guys were in? Or tell us how it all started.
Well, I did start singing sort of in terms of groups with my brother, who lives here in Virginia Beach, as a matter of fact, my brother Douglas, who is with the Count Basie Orchestra right now. Mm-hmm. And we started in high school, started a group that was called the Soulful Seven, had some fair success out in the Midwest. We were signed to a contract with what was then MGM Records, mm-hmm. and stablemates at that time included folks like Lou Rawls, the Righteous Brothers, Donnie and Marie were on the label. The Osmonds were on the label at the same time that we were there. So we had a little bit of success, did a little bit of TV at that time. But, you know, basically we sort of broke up just prior to leaving college.
Okay.
Yeah. And my singing actually goes all the way back to, I think, the first time I sang in public. It was unscheduled from the back of the church. I was 4 years old. And I've been really singing ever since. So from a very early age, singing in church, singing for the Lord, youth choir, that whole bit, through the R&B thing, and came back to my roots, the church, mm-hmm. When I rededicated my life to Christ about 10 years ago.
So do you think this is where you are supposed to be?
Clearly, this is where I'm supposed to be. I now, as a mature adult, understand what the psalmist meant when he wrote, I believe it's Proverbs 22:6. It says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And the thing that I marvel at is the fact that the psalmist said, when you train that child, there's a little gap there. You got to recognize that most of us are going to move away a little bit. We're going to explore. We're going to sow our wild oats, as the old folks used to say, mm-hmm. right? But if we're trained right, then when we are old, we'll come back to that training. And so that's where I find myself right now. My mother and my father finished their careers here teaching at Norfolk State. My mother was the daughter of an AME pastor. My father said to me several times, he said, you know, if I wasn't teaching, I'd be preaching. And so I got grounded very, very early. And after spending some time in the world, as many of us did, fortunately, God saw fit to touch me and bring me back and plant in my spirit the need and the desire to use my gift for him. And so that's what I've been doing. And this first project, this debut gospel project, is really dedicated, first of all, to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's first and last in my life. But it's also dedicated to my daughter, in memory of my daughter, Lauren, who passed away the day after her 16th birthday.
Okay. Is there a lot of pressure on you with the success of your brother, your mother, to see this project go the fruition of being a very successful project? Is there that pressure on you?
You know what? There was a time when there would have been pressure, the kind of pressure that you're talking about. But I think that when we are grounded in the Lord, we understand that ultimately the Lord is going to direct what happens with this project. And so I'm not concerned so much about how many stations play it. Yes, I would love, the human in me, my flesh, would love to have everybody playing and listening to it and singing the songs. But more important than that is that the folks who hear the music understand and feel in their spirit that these are messages through music from the Lord. And I want this music to minister to them as it did to me as I began to put it down on paper. And so, no, there's not any pressure on me for worldly success. I need to make sure that I do what God wants me to do. That's the most important thing in my life.
Let's talk about the project.
Okay.
And the name of the project?
The name of the project is My Journey.
Okay.
I was saying to someone earlier that when I first decided to go into the studio and do this project, and the impetus was indeed the death of my daughter, because I hadn't thought about it, I had not planned on going into the studio prior to that, but her death made me realize that I was sort of sitting on something. I was sitting on a word, and I needed to share that. And so when I started the project, the working title of the project was Jesus is the Way. And I selected that because it's a song that my daughter helped me to write. But as I got into the project, and we were blessed to be able to work with minister, or elder now, Stephen Ford, mm-hmm. Grammy, Stella, Dove Award winner, as we worked on this project, it became clear to me that it was really about my journey as I came back to God, as I came back to Jesus, and it really chronicles that experience. So the 11 songs on this particular project tell a story about my walk, in essence allowing people to sort of get into my walk with me and see sort of what it was like for me.
When your daughter died,
yes.
What kind of toll did this take on you?
Oh, man. Well, it is still taking a toll. My friends know that I have, during the day, I'll have Lauren moments, just moments where I miss her so intensely that I'll tear up. But thank God I have Jesus, because he lifts me up. He holds me up. And those moments are fleeting. They pass on by. And so while I miss her intensely, I know I understand and appreciate that her time was done. God called her home because what he sent her down here to do, the lives that he sent her here to impact, she had touched those people. And so I go on with a big hole in my heart. As I said, I miss her very, very intensely, but I know that she is absent from the body, but present with the Lord, and so I look forward to one day being able to see her again and seeing my mother and my father again when I get to glory, and so I have joy even in that sadness.
In doing your project, My Journey, thinking about your daughter, was there a time when you thought about maybe giving up?
Yeah, there are lots of times when, again, in my humanness, I think about quitting. But I'll share something with you. I remember one morning, I just finished working out, and I looked at this collage that her friends had put together of just pictures of her. Over the last several years. And I said to God, I asked God in that moment, why her and not me? And I heard it as audibly as I hear your voice in my spirit. He said, because I have something for you to do. And that something begins with this project. I fully anticipate, fully expect that this is just the first of a number of projects that he will send to his people through me, and I bless God for that. I'm humbled by the fact that even a wretched fool like me can be used by our God to reach out and touch somebody, to minister to somebody else. And so I'm blessed. I am more blessed than I even can express.